Jesus' home, say amen. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to all of these preachers, and to the officers, and to the congregation, the house of the Lord. We thank God for this day's journey that we've never seen before, that God has blessed us with. And we pray that God will continue to bless us today, for we know that God is a wonderful God. Thank God for Father's Day. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you just as we are. As we decrease, we pray, God, mightily for your increase. Have your own way with us today. God, move in this sanctuary. Consecrate us right now. Send a spiritual revival, God, that when we leave from here, we'll never be the same, Father. That we will become more closer to you. We give you the honor and the praises. In Jesus' precious name. And we all say, amen. I want to go to old familiar text. I want to conclude in the series today, the wrestling and the grip. Want to finish it up. I want to use for a topic for this old familiar scriptures an emergency call to my father. An emergency call to my father. I want to go back to Jairus a little bit and want to look at the Gospel of Luke chapter 8. Look at verse 49 and 50. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, and look at verse 49 and 50. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, 49 and 50. As we begin to read verse 49, it says, read with me, while he yet spake, there cometh one. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Continuing this series, the wrestling and the grip. And my topic would be an emergency call to my father. We thank God for this opportunity to speak to all, but especially encourage the father. Not only fathers, but to all men. It is very important that we understand the seriousness of the nature of everyone becoming closer to God. Day by day, night by night, the form in our bodies. It is your opportunity to become closer to God. I am a firm believer, and I know that all of you are, that you can be here today and not just going tomorrow, but going tonight. I have even preached funerals that I know of those that not only have they went to church and heard the words that get to know God today because you're not promised for tomorrow, but some folk have died in the church service. Then some have went home on the way to their cause. Help me, somebody. And because of the seriousness of the nature, we need to take a look at our lives and look at life itself. And the question that must come to mind, that, Lord, if you would come today, would I be ready to go home? God, help me, somebody. Not that I can stop God from taking me home, but the answer is, Lord, I'm ready. Because if you're not ready, you're going to have to go. And the place where you go is not really my choice. You have to make the choice where you want to go. Help me, somebody. Now, what I want to bring to your attention here is understand that the devil don't not care about you coming to Bible study. He does not care about you coming to church. What he does care if you come to church and be real. What he does care if you come to Bible study to really pray. There's a whole lot of folk that come to church because of tradition. But what the devil does not care about if you come to church. In fact, he don't mind you coming to church. He wants you to come to church. God help me, somebody. Because there's somebody in church that he wants to use you to mess with. He doesn't mind you coming to Bible study. What he does mind is if you get on your knees and begin to pray and call on the name of Jesus. He doesn't mind you coming to Bible study, but what he does not like is if you get in that word and you believe that word. That's what he cares about. And so what happened, we need to understand today, is that the devil does not mind you being a man. But what he does mind is if you do the work of God as a man. And so with that in mind, understanding that the devil does care if you really activate yourself in the unction, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And so what happens, because if you get involved with the Word of God, if you be about your Father's business, things will change. Oh God, help me somebody. What happens now, the devil here does not want us to get closer to God. He wants to cut us off. And when we really get into the Word of God, we begin to think about in the story, in the text here, we look at the Bible that Jesus Christ, prior to meeting Jairus, the Bible says that he was on the ship with his disciples. While he was on the ship, he went down to the bottom of the ship, to the hub of the ship, and he went there and fell asleep. Understanding here that the men that was on top of the ship was being faced with a storm and bad weather that was blowing upon the men on the ship. Christ had his agenda, but the devil also had his. The devil came to try to wreck the mind of the men. The devil came because the devil wanted to destroy the men that was on the ship with Jesus. Understand this situation here. He understands that you can be in a place with Jesus but not connected with Jesus. God, help me somebody. And so what he does is because he knows that your connection is not connected with Jesus, so he blows up on the ship to make you fear everything even though Jesus is there. God help me. Is it anybody understand what I'm saying? You can go to church and God says, I'm going to give you a word, but something happens in order to stop you from getting your word. God gets, Jesus Christ gets up. He goes up and he calms the winds. And the reason why is he knows that the devil's out to destroy the men. Soon as he gets to the other side of the Gadareans, he jumps off of the ship. Here comes another man. The man is not in control. The man is controlled by demonic spirits. And I want you to understand, look at how he gets there. The minute he gets there, here come another man who's out of control. He's not controlled by God. He's controlled by the devil. I want you to understand something. There's a bulletin attack upon the men. God help me somebody. But you'll be so careful to understand that it's not only the men under this attack by friends, but the men are under attack even by women. God help me somebody. What I want you to understand that when this man was under attack, the Lord dealt with him. He removed the legions out of the man because God had a purpose for man. And can I tell you something? With God have a purpose for man. God's going to carry out his purpose, but he needs man to understand that God is still in control of the situation. Life have rose up against the men. But I want you to understand there's a reason why men are under attack. The reason why men are under attack is because God created man first. Help me, somebody. And I want you to know, to understand that the seriousness of the attack that's upon man, God's creation of the men before women, because God gave the initial order to the man. Help me, somebody. Watch this, watch this. When the Lord dealt with the man that was there in the Gadareans, the Lord removed the demonic spirits after him, out of him. The man came back and said, Lord, can I follow you? That's because that's what God wants the man to do. He wanted them to follow him. That's what he wanted the disciples to do, is to follow him. And anytime you're following God, the devil tries to stop you from following God. Help me, somebody. And so what happened? He said, no, go back and tell all of your family what the Lord has done for you. Notice that. Tell all of your city, because the men have a mission. They've been ordained by God to tell everybody, especially their household, about God. God, help me. It was never intended for the woman to come and tell you about God first. It has always been intended for the men to tell the family about God. Oh, y'all don't hear me, somebody. Watch this. That have everything to do with leadership. God, help me. That have everything to do with the direction that God gave man. He says that man is the head of the woman. Oh, help me, someone. But God is the head of the church. Watch this. God being the head of the church means God is the head of man. Now, watch this. Watch this. The reason why God says that to the man is, he says, because you're going to be the head. You're going to be the leader. You're going to be the one to usher the family in the presence of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to understand something, that the devil knows all about this. So that's why the devil is trying to cut the man. God, help me, somebody. He's trying to cut the man off because he don't want the man to be the head. He's trying to cut the man off because he don't want the man to be in the church. But when I came to church this morning, I got to give God praises, because I have men in the congregation and men in the choir and men on the deacon board and men on the pulpit, men sitting by you somewhere. You're sitting there. There's a man on a couple of rows around you. Can I tell you something? God gave the man something, and the devil knows it, so the man want to be cut off by the devil. But man, you can't have that mentality. You got to have the mentality that you want God to keep on blessing you, God to keep on feeding you, God to keep on delivering you, God to keep on helping you. Although the devil trying to mess you up, you have the mentality that I'm going to be what God called me to do. He called me to be the head, not the tail. He called me to be up on the mountain, not in the valley. But God wants you to know, if you are in the valley, the same God that put you on the mountain is the same God that'll take care of you in the valley. God, help me. Can I talk to somebody today? I want all of you to understand that God is still working things out for the men. I look at the text. The minute that Jesus get back from dealing with this one man, soon as he gets back, the people receive him. But here come another man by the name of Jairus. So men after men after men. And God looks at Jairus. And Jairus comes to him because Jairus has a serious situation at the house. The Bible begins to talk about that Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. Other words here is that he kept the synagogue together. He knew who came in to worship God. He knew who came in to praise God. He knew that Jesus was coming to the synagogue and teaching the word of God. Jairus being the leader that he was, I want you to understand something. He was a man that knew the law, but he watched Jesus. Because he watched Jesus, I want you to understand something, that the devil also kept his eyes on Jairus. I want everyone to understand that as you're watching the Lord, watch this. I didn't say you grabbed them yet. I didn't say you got into them yet. But because you have your eyes looking at him, and your heart knows that there's something about him, the devil stands back and watch you. Oh, God, help me. He said, I'm not going to attack you heavy yet because you haven't got heavy in the word yet. But I just stand back here and watch you. But if you look like you're going to come to Jesus, then I'm going to send out more demonic spirits to try to get in your way. Help me, somebody. So what happened? We look at this point that Jairus was a family man. He had a wife and he had a daughter at home. He took care of his family. Jairus was known in his household as the strong man. He was the one known in his house as the man that kept everything together. The family looked up to Jairus. His daughter looked for him to be the one that whenever she had a situation, she can call on her father. God, help me, somebody. When the daughter would look at her daughter, when the daughter would look at her daddy, she knew that her daddy would work it out. Oh, she talked to her mother. She dealt with her friends. But when it was an emergency, she called her father. Oh, God, help me, somebody. She may have hollered many times, Mama! But Mama knew even when the situation got rough, she had to say, we got to go get your daddy. Oh, help me, somebody. Somebody know what I'm talking about. We don't call daddy all the time. Help me, somebody. But when there's a serious situation that is really too rough for mother, we've got to call our daddy. Somebody say, but I don't have a daddy. But can I tell you something? Whenever your situation is rough, you call for your spiritual father. Help me, somebody. Everybody got a daddy. It may not be in the flesh, but you've got one in the spirit. Help me, whenever it's too rough for your mother, you say, Daddy. Oh, help me, somebody. He has never left you fatherless. He said, when your earthly father forsakes you, then will I pick you up. You have a spiritual father, baby, that you can call at any time. Help me, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever been stuck in a situation and you said, 911, I don't need a police. I don't need the fire department. I don't need an EMS. But Lord, I need you to come down and help me out of my situation. And so what happens here? He was in the house trying to do everything that he could to take care of his daughter. But she had become even more sicker. Can I tell you something? There are people in here today that I want you to understand this thing here is that some of us are hindered from being blessed because we have not forgiven our fathers. Help me, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. Watch this. The Bible says that you have to be obedient to everything in the Word of God. How can you forgive somebody else for doing something to you and you can't forgive your father? God, help me. You can't move to the next step because you're still stuck on how he made mistakes. God, help me, somebody. The Bible does not lie. You cannot get a breakthrough. You cannot be delivered until you forgive your father for what you say he done. Some said he walked out on me and he neglected me. Some say he violated me. Some said he mistreated my mother. Some say my mother could not hardly make it because my daddy was not there. But I come today to tell you that God is still your provider. God, help me, somebody. God is still your way maker. God will still pick you up from when you stumble and fall. If you ask God to forgive you, then you got to also forgive
your father. God, help me, somebody. Somebody's still carrying some stuff. You're still carrying some stuff because you said daddy wasn't right. He's still daddy. Can I tell you something? He may have been shot in some areas, but as a child of God trying to get a breakthrough, as a child of God trying to get a deliverance, you got to learn how to call on your spiritual father. And the first thing you have to do is say, Father, help me to forgive my earthly father. God, help me, somebody. Lord, I want you to give me my deliverance. I want you to give me my breakthrough, but you can't get it because you still got hatred. You still got animosity. You still got a heavy heart. You've got to learn how to let go and let God have it. Help me, somebody. Can I go through the Bible? The Bible say, honor your father and your mother. God, help me, somebody. You are not only supposed to give mother honor, but you have to still honor your father. Help me, somebody. Oh, God. I'm just telling you what the word of God says. He said that your days shall be lengthened. If you want to live longer, you got to love both of your parents. Even if you don't know who your daddy was, you still got to love them in your heart. God, I'm trying to help somebody. Watch this. I want you to understand something here is that your father that God has given you, the devil is trying to cut him off. And the reason why I know he's trying to cut him off is because you got to ask Moses. Help me, somebody. When Moses was born, He was hid because they were trying to kill all of the children. Help me, somebody. Not the ladies, but all of the men. Help me. If you don't believe me, ask Jesus. When he was born, they were still trying to kill all of the male children. And still today, the devil is trying to kill the men. Help me, somebody. He's trying to kill them by how ladies are turning against him. He's trying to kill them how society is turning against them. Watch this. They're building more prisons for the men than they are women. Help me, somebody. And whenever the men try to get jobs, it becomes even more difficult for a man to get a job today. And I know some of you say it's because of his education. It's because of the way he carries himself. But I want you to know it's an attack upon the men because of the ordination that God had ordained him. He ordained him to be the strong man. Watch this. What I want you ladies to understand, the devil say if I can cut all of the men, then I can come and attack the women. God, that don't hear me. He don't mind you getting church. He don't mind you speaking in tongue. He don't mind you doing this thing. But baby, you need the men around. Don't you ever think life is going to be better without the men. God put the men there. If God wouldn't have never put the men there, then he had no need for Eve. Help me, somebody. Too many folk have overlooked the position of fathers. But you need your father. Every now and then you need him to say everything's going to be okay. Every now and then you need him to say, if you need me, call me. If you need $100, if he don't give you but $10, it's all right. You ought to love him anyhow. And a matter of fact, men has always been called on as a 911 situation. If mama don't do it, then I call daddy. Daddy, I called you last. I hated to come to you. I went to the bank. The bank didn't do it. I went to my mother. Mama said no. But I called you last. Now watch this. The reason why we call daddy last, because daddy always got something to say. Can I get a witness here? Yeah, daddy's going to tell you some things. The reason why daddy's barely making it, because the daddy know what the devil trying to do to him. So he's going to chastise you because he know how hard it is for him. He's only trying to let you know you've got to do better than what daddy said. Watch this. Every father leaves a lesson for their children. Oh, I'm trying to help you son. If he got drunk, he taught you not to drunk. Help me, somebody. If he was here and there, He showed you not to be him there. Help me, somebody. If he came to church, he showed you to come to church. That's a lesson in everybody's daddy. And then when daddy forsake you, God said you still have a daddy. He said when daddy walk out on you, I'll still be present. Watch this thing. When I look at the text, Jairus had been faced with a rough situation. Jairus here, told his wife, it's rough on me to look out there and see my daughter sick unto death. He had finally said to himself, I've got a 911 situation in my life. He had realized that he was over the synagogues and he was wrapped up in the law all of his life. Somehow God have a way of making a man call on his name. Jairus came out of the house. He saw all of the folk around Jesus. But I see Jairus now saying, I've got a 911 situation. Now my child is calling on me. And I told my child that everything gonna be all right. I told the family I'll be back, and I didn't know what to do, but I'm just believing that the Lord is gonna fix things. Jairus came out the house and called on the name of Jesus. Lord, I've got an emergency. Lord, my baby's at home. She struck in the bed, sickness in her life. Can I tell everybody something? It's not a man in here I won't chat with you, but he knows what child is his. And can I tell you something? Even though you don't know, but he knows it's in his mind. It keeps coming up every day. Talk to me, brethren. You know everything that you have to do, but it's hard on daddy when daddy can't provide like he should. It's hard on daddy. Sometimes he drinks his way to sleep. It's hard on daddy. Nobody want to agree with me. But sometimes he has to run away from all of his problems, but his problems are still there. Somebody said, but daddy could have did better. You know how it is when you got problems in your life. How many of y'all feel like running away sometimes? How many of y'all feel like getting on the plane and leaving everybody behind? How many of y'all feel like you want to walk off the job? How many of y'all feel like leaving the children too? Don't fool me now, but every now and then you get at a boiling point and you feel like joining another church. Sometimes you feel like you don't want to go to no church. Is it anybody here knows what it's like to have pressure on top of pressure and pressure on top of pressure and burdens on top of burdens? How many of y'all feel like you want to walk off from yourself? Is it anybody here feel like going home? You don't feel like living? Can I tell you something? Jerry said, it's an emergency. I need my spiritual father to come down and help me out. He called Jesus, and Jesus heard his cry. Jesus said, come on, Jairus, let's go to your house. Jairus. Can you see Jairus saying it's going to be all right? I got the Lord on the way to my house. Can you see Jairus saying, I told my babies I'm coming back. It's going to be all right. But on the way there, somebody touched the hem of his garment. Jairus was walking and turned around, and Jesus stopped. Jairus started worrying whether it's going to be too late. Can I tell you what the devil did? He said, I'm going to release this woman. I'm going to get Jairus' daughter. If I get Jairus' daughter, then I mess up Jairus' mind. I'm going to release one in order to get two. Can I talk to you for a little while longer? He grabbed the daughter and took her life. When the word came, Jairus, your daughter's dead. Don't bother the master no more. But Jesus, he hurry up and turn around. He said, Jairus, if you believe me when you first call me, Jairus, if you believe I am your father, Jairus, there's two things I need you to do. Number one, fear not. If the devil can get you to lose your faith, if the devil can get you to be afraid, the devil will stop you from getting your blessings. Number two, only believe. Believe I'm still daddy. Believe I can turn it around. Can I tell you what he did? He said, you told your daughter it'll be all right. I'm giving you the power to make it all right. All you gotta do is don't fear and only believe. With your faith, your daughter lives. Can I tell you something? It's only a test to see how much you believe. When the devil tried to take your daughter, you believe that Jesus is a healer. He released a woman. But I got news for you. Daddy will take care of your daughter. The woman and you. The Lord said, let's go to your house. Can I tell you something? I need some men to take the Lord home. I need some men to believe the Lord is able. I need some men to hold on to the Lord's hands. I need some men to get back in the church. I need some men to stay down on bended knees. Want the Lord to turn things around. I've got an emergency. I'm calling on your name. Help me, Lord, be a better man. Help me, Lord, be a better father. Help me, Lord, be a better husband. Help me, Lord, to stay in the church. Help me, Lord, to be a servant of the Almighty God. Help me, Lord, to lay hands on my family. Won't the Lord turn things around? I need some men that believe the Lord is an emergency God. They went to Jairus' house. Can I tell you something? Everybody was trying to block out Jesus, but Jairus had faith that the Lord will fix it. Can I tell the brethren something? Don't lose your faith.
The devil may have you in a headlock, but I believe that you're still tied up, tangled up in the Lord's hands. If you touch Jesus, he'll untie you up. If you call his name, he'll answer your cry. Tell the Lord, Lord, the devil said it's over, but as of the day I'm coming back, as of the day I'm coming out, my family don't respect me, my kids don't love me no more, but as of the day I'ma hold my head up high in the air. I'ma walk with the Lord. I'm going home and make a difference. I'm gonna tell the family, for the Lord I live and the Lord I die. Can I get a witness here? I may have slacked off, but the Lord forgave me. Is there anybody here? No, the Lord is still in the healing business. He called the daughter. Get up, daughter. Can I tell you something? Jairus had faith that God would fix it. Is it anybody here? No, she got up from a sick bed. Can I see Jairus doing his dance? I see Jairus doing his praise. Is it anybody here? No, the Lord is good. Won't the Lord fix your problems? Won't the Lord be on the phone? Won't the Lord heal your body? Won't the Lord bless your spouse? Won't the Lord take care of your children? Is it anybody here? No, the Lord is good. You ought to tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for being good. Is it anybody here? Need the Lord to hold your hand. Ain't it all right? Ain't it all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Won't the Lord? Lord, Lord, I need you, Lord. Be my daddy, be my father, be my helper, be my keeper, be my doctor, Lord.
Jairus. Jairus, his life had changed. He understood that the devil was trying to kill her. But he said that if I get close to God, everything is going to turn around. He says, there was only two people that believed in him. His wife and his daughter. He said, baby, stay here with her. But I'm going to see my father. She said, but your father's gone. He said, no, I got another father. You stay with her. But when I come back, everything gonna be all right. The devil creeped in and killed her. But Jesus say, it's still gonna be all right. He say, everybody say she dead, but she just sleep. He say, anybody sleep, I'll wake up. So he said, I'm gonna wake up. If you only believe. Oh, brothers, I just need you to believe him. Believe it, believe it, believe it. Believe it, believe it, believe it.
Whatever your problem is, I want you to believe God's going to fix it. I want you to believe God's going to turn it around.
No matter what weapon formed against you, God's about to turn it around.
I need some strong brothers up in here today. Believe that God's going to turn it around. He's going to turn it around.
I know I got some brothers in here that go some sleepless nights. Try to go to work. People try to make you feel like you're a little boy. But I know a God who knows how to turn it around. See, sometimes everybody else don't know what the men have to go through in society. All you do is what he brings home. But can I tell you something? There's something causing him to be the way that he is. But can I tell you, if you would do some encouragement and praying, God would do the rest. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. All I need you to do, don't call me no dog. Don't call me no homemonger. Still speak out your mouth. He's still a child of the master. He's still a child of God. Because if you speak life into him, life will come back into him. Oh, I need somebody to encourage the men today. Because the truth of the matter is, all of us have some things in our closet. And I'm sure that you don't want God to expose you. So be careful how you try to treat the men of God. Help me, so I'm going to leave that alone. Because all of us belong to God. And whatever his shortcoming is, God knows how to fix it. But he did this. He done that. Like you all holy. God help me somebody. We have to hold on the first thing back. All of us need to pray for one another. We take Mother's Day and we lift it up here. And God knows I love my mother. I lift it up here. But baby, don't shortcome your father. Tell the men they're going to be all right. If they ain't nothing, say you're going to be something. I see something in you that nobody else see. If you encourage the man, he's going to be better than you've ever seen before. I dare you to give God some praises. I'm finished now. I talked to a couple of friends of mine. And they said, man, I'm not going to preach no Father's Day message. I said, you just like everybody else. I said, no, they need to be encouraged also. I'm going to leave you with this on yesterday. I had got home and I was tired and I was exhausted. And my wife and my daughter, my son was off shopping downtown. And my son called me and said, Daddy, I can't take it no more. He said, you got to come pick me up. And my wife told him, he said, your daddy ain't gonna come pick you up. You might as well stay here. He called me back and he said, Daddy, they looking at all this kind of other stuff. And my mama and my sister ain't fed me yet. He said, this is an emergency. I need you to come pick me up. He said, Daddy, where are you? I said, I'm in the parking lot. Because whenever you call Daddy, it's a 911 situation. He was already with his mother. If he called Daddy, he needed something. Can I tell you something? Daddy will always show up. God, help me somebody. Won't he show up? Won't the Lord show up? The doors of the church is open. Oh, God. Yeah. There's somebody here. There's somebody here. You're looking for a church home. You're looking for for a place to make your own. This is your opportunity to come. Will you come? The doors of the church is open.